13 after 8, a little later in the hour, we're going to have Mr. X here. We're going to talk about this upcoming meeting. Thursday evening, we're going to be there, and I hope that you join me. Doors open at 5:30. This is going to be at the Roxy Ann Grange, and that is on Spring Street in Medford. Easiest thing to do is just to take Springbrook to Spring, or just off of Crater Lake Avenue. You just take Spring Street and take it all up. It's on the corner of Spring Street and Valley View. Now, the doors open at 5:30. We're going to get the meeting going at around 6 o'clock in the evening. And we're going to be talking, this is on Thursday night, we're going to be talking about strategies and kind of some talking points as we get this Carbon Reduction Committee situation coming to Saturday. And Saturday, that meeting is going to be 9 to noon. And we have the State Legislative Carbon Reduction Committee, in other words, the Life Reduction Committee. You're not going to use carbon any longer, even though you are a carbon-based life form. That's effectively what they're trying to get at you over, shaming you into. And they're going to make everything that works more expensive so that you will change, and then you'll help save the planet. And we have a lot to say about that. And yes, we will be wearing the yellow vest. In fact, here's my yellow vest. I'm going to be putting it on and waving it there, and because I want people to know. And I'm hoping that you'll let the legislature know that, no, we don't agree. We do not consent to this. Their job is to protect us, to keep us from harm. And everything they're wanting to do with this Carbon Reduction Committee, with their carbon cap and trade, is about enriching their political cronies. I know that Greg Stiles ended up writing me about it because he was taking me to task a little bit. He said, you know, Bill, this House Bill 2020, this carbon cap and trade, it's not just a carbon tax. It's much worse than that because when you end up selling these carbon credits, it empowers the California gangrene commies who then recycle those profits back into electing more commies in the state of Oregon. That's what he said. And he's right. That is, in effect, also part of the situation. But first and foremost, it's an attack on your life.
That's right.
It's an attack on your lifestyle. It's an attack on your way of life. How is increasing your cost of living ever beneficial? How has that ever worked? I mean, ultimately, ideally, wouldn't our lives be more fruitful? Wouldn't we be happier and healthier people if energy cost nothing? But yeah, what these people are trying to do, you have natural gas. Let's say if you have natural gas in your home right now, maybe you're using it to heat water. Maybe you're using it for furnace. Maybe you're using it to run your vehicle. I'm thinking about this with the Rogue Valley Transit District because they want the gangrene natural gas buses, right? Well, point being is that they want to increase the cost of natural gas insanely because it has carbon in it.
Yeah.
It is one of the cleanest, easy-to-use fuels that we have in Southern Oregon. One of the cleanest. For years, everyone's been talking about how clean it is. Oh, but it has carbon dioxide. It's part of the exhaust. Yeah, everything that lives on the planet gives off carbon dioxide, too.
That's right.
Yeah. They want to increase that. In fact, the stats that I'm seeing is that the typical person using natural gas would pay $50 more a month, $600 more a year. $600 siphoned out of your pocket so that Pam Marsh can recycle it through gangrene politically favored companies. Now, Pam Marsh is just one of the people on the Carbon Reduction Committee.
Right.
There are other ones in there, too. David Brock Smith is a Republican on the committee, too. I'm trying to get him on because I have a feeling he's not in favor of where they want to take it, but he's on the committee anyway.
Right. Well, they have to show that he's outvoted from day one.
Oh, outvoted from day one.
He has no chance.
So anyway, that's Saturday, 9 to noon. And there was some question about where that Saturday meeting is going to be. It is going to be at Central Medford High School on South Oakdale, the old South Medford High School, Central Medford, okay? And 9 to noon, we're going to be there. And I don't know if I'll get a chance to testify or not. I'm going to prepare some comments. I know you're going to prepare. Mr. X is in studio with me. And we wanted to just break down some of the thoughts. Now, Thursday is kind of a just get prepared, hand out some yellow vest and do all the rest of it. Because we have to remember, folks, some people were saying, oh, there's some bad people doing stuff in yellow vests now. So what? It's like the original yellow vest started with a man protesting the increase in fossil fuel prices or carbon-based fuel prices to the point where he couldn't live anymore. It was all about the carbon tax, and France is all over this, the European Union all over this, and the gangrene commies, including the Pam Marshes and the Jeff Goldens, want to put you into that misery, too. Same sort of thing. That's exactly what we're doing.
And the question comes down to, how do they deserve the right to hijack your message by just saying something like that? And you look at it, and the reality is we have a shot here. And this Thursday, hopefully we will be able to motivate and get people understanding certain aspects of it.
And I would also add that the meeting that we're having at the Roxy Ann Grange is free.
Right.
We're not charging you to get in.
No.
We're not charging you. So I just want to make sure you know, this is about preparation. This is about talking about things. There are also some people from the state legislature, some people that are fighting this that want to weigh in on it. And we may have them at the meeting, too.
We're going
to
try.
Mr. X. All right.
We're trying.
And by the way, Mr. X, of course, researches this all the time. We're going to dive down this hole for the next few minutes and talk about why this is so important and why it is so key that we be organized. Because if you're thinking that you have no effect.
And it's all about public opinion, and that's part of what I want to talk about this morning, Bill. It's incredible when you look at the lies and misconceptions that have been perpetrated on us and upon people. And it's an incredible journey when you actually start reading these things, and you look at it, there was a...
What are the biggest flaws in the argument? Maybe you can help people understand.
Well, one of the biggest flaws is forest fires as a result of climate change. All of these things, every bit of their information is, we're having wildfires because of climate change.
No, we're having wildfires because of forest policy and federal forest land.
That's exactly
let
right.
Let it burn. It's actually a management plan now.
And it comes down to a simple understanding that a fire is what they used to call a fire triangle. You need fuel, oxygen, and a source of ignition. And when they made the optional policy of moving into an area where we allowed forest fire because of a natural source of ignition. And then you start understanding how they accomplished land management goals with them. Now we suffer. We're suffering from these policies, these carbon policies. We're suffering from them. We've been suffering from them for years. Because while we're suffering, they're moving ahead with trying to put a further knife in our back through this stuff. And the reality is these policies are not working. They are not working. Now, sure, they're accomplishing their what they call their fuel management or fuel reduction policy moves. Sure, they're burning up our forests. We're suffering. We're getting sick. We have tangible harms coming on us every day. And I read comments from people up in Portland. And if you want to continue to let the people in Portland run our lives, then don't go to this meeting. If you want to continue letting these influences that have no right to be influences on our lives be influences, then sit back and do nothing.
Yeah, and Pam Marsh and the Jeff Goldens of the world, even though I didn't vote for them, right. And nor do I agree with much of them politically. They still represent me. They still represent
That's
you.
Right.
They still represent you at home, wherever you happen to be,
That's
no matter
right.
what. And they're trying to destroy you. Stop them.
There's a historical record involved in all of this. And if we show that we do not accept it and we do it in mass, then we can beat them. I believe that firmly because we've done it before. The realities come down to when you look at it. There was one of the things that I read. It was a comment from a lady in Portland. Oh, we have wildfire smoke in Portland. Well, let's look at a relative thing. How much wildfire smoke did Portland have as compared to Southern Oregon?
Much more.
Oh, my God.
We had much more down here.
And this lady says, yes, climate is destroying the forest and making the fires, making the wildfires. This is a version of pure stupidity to accept this. A part of this is, you know, they call it environmental justice. There's a huge section of this bill that is a result of what they call the Environmental Justice Commission.
This is House Bill 2020, the carbon cap and trade bill we're talking about.
And what's worse is there's a section of the 2020, there's another complete bill called 894, LC 894. And this is the other aspects of this legislation. So we're actually fighting a complete package coming against us that we have to learn and we have to, acknowledge our beliefs to them and our demands to them and tell them Let's address real problems in a real world way. Let's not do it in a superficial, taking the money from everybody. And thirdly, like, there was an email that, you know, that was circulated yesterday. Very good one. Okay. Come from very good source. But there, you know, this money goes into a fund. And there's really not that much control over where the monies are spent. So it doesn't take much of a logical connection to say, well, is their goal really to pay off the PERS debt through this accumulation of these funds?
There's a case to be made that that's what they want to do. They want to increase your cost of living in order to do this, to try to pay off the fraud. So they take one fraud to pay off another fraud.
That's right.
All right, we're speaking with Mr. X. We're inviting you to the meeting Thursday night. Roxy Ann Grange, corner of Spring Street and Valley View in Medford. And the doors open at 5:30. We're going to be talking about the high points and the low points of the attack on you. And we'll be passing out some yellow vests too, because that's right. I want us all to go there just like that one Frenchman did in the beginning, protesting the carbon taxes being put on his that's fuel right. that he couldn't afford. I think he was a farmer, if I remember correctly.
Everyone will be affected by this.
Everyone. But you know, Southern Oregon likes to grow a lot of stuff. It will affect us. It's the input costs, all right? Todd's in Medford. Todd, what are you thinking about this carbon meeting? Go ahead.
Yeah, just a couple things here, a couple quick points. One, to me, this is stinks of just a total hoax. The whole climate thing here in Oregon is just nothing more than a bypass to try and take taxpayer monies, because the taxpayers wouldn't vote for a sales tax to fund all these programs.
And sure.
Second of all, this thing is nothing more than another example of a creation of a central banking system. They're creating this whole carbon tax system, essentially creating out of thin air nothing, taking money from the businesses and citizens and creating an exchange where they're making money like a broker.
It is a fake market. Todd, you're right. It is a fake market. This is a fake market that would not exist for any other reason than government fiat. So to a certain extent, you're right. And if you've ever listened to my other friend, Patrick Wood, you know, the technocracy guy, have you ever heard him on the show?
Absolutely.
This is part of that whole plan, the energy-based economy. You only have so many carbon credits that you're permitted to in order to live and recreate. And you have to buy indulgences. You buy carbon credits from other people, that sort of thing. That is the world that these state legislators coming into town Saturday wish to force upon you. That's Can right. we count on you to be at the meeting?
Absolutely, and it's disingenuous for them to make this whole argument, because we represent less than 0.1% the entire global output. And so here, Oregon is single-handedly going to save the globe.
We're setting the example. Then communist China. Communist China will then follow our lead.
Yeah.
With what we're doing. Effectively, what they're saying, Todd, is that turn over the entire economy to the Salem State Legislature, to the Oregon State Legislature, and what could possibly go wrong? They'll just purse us over, I think, is what's going on.
You know, the other.
But thank you. I'm glad we're going to see you Friday, or Saturday, rather, at the meeting, and possibly Thursday night. Thursday night, as we talk about the strategies.
Well, the reality to it is, Bill, we've covered a lot of topics over a long time. But one of them has been the smart meter implementation. A lot of people were going after this, upset that this capability of this meter, that the projected use of it over time to come, is what is feared.
This is part of that agenda.
And then the punitive measures that they've taken to force you to be able to have this on your house, to force the acceptance of it. The reality comes down to is this is a major part of this carbon thing, because they want to attack. You mentioned natural gas talk.
That's right.
Costs. They want to increase the electric costs based upon that we accept power from the grid. Okay, and the reality is the grid uses fossil fuel generated electricity.
And the other thing I would add, and they don't want you thinking about this too deeply, as they wish to completely screw you to the wall, folks, with the increase in the cost of natural gas, is that the gangrene power grid that they envision, and I'm not blaming Pacific Power. Pacific Power is just doing more or less with a gun to their head.
That's right.
What the state of Oregon PUC, controlled by Kate Brown once again, who has been forcing the smart meter agenda. I know this may set up a cognitive dissonance in the mind of many people who, well, why would Kate try to hurt us? But that is the reality. And as it is right now, there are peaking plants and also natural gas plants that must be fired up every time the sun doesn't shine,
that's right,
or the wind doesn't blow in their gangrene utopia.
Right.
Okay. They want to raise the cost on that.
That's right.
And yet Well, if they're going to raise the cost of it and you can't afford it, what are they going to do with the smart meter? You can look at what they do around the world with it, is that they go to a time-based pricing.
That's right.
To throttle you down. In other words, to force you to either be hot in the summer or cold in the winter because you can't afford. Well, right now, our 11 cents per kilowatt hour, roughly speaking, our Pacific Power bill, maybe it goes up to 15%. Maybe it goes up to 25 cents a kilowatt hour. Maybe it goes to 50 cents a kilowatt hour. Maybe they just end up shutting you off during peak times.
Right.
That happens right now with smart meter technology around the world. They'll actually, there are times, that I think it's in South Africa, where they also had difficulties keeping the grid alive, even though there's a lot of renewables on it. And they will shut the power off and on a couple of times to warn you that the power is going down.
And that is what it enables.
You know, they try to keep certain people, they keep their power alive, and you'll be shut off.
Well, what I want to point out is all of that combined with Oregon does nothing to reduce the scale of carbon emissions.
No,
that's
it doesn't.
The reality.
It doesn't.
It will lead to this market-based thing of selling these carbon credits. That's the only way that they can justify it, and it will allow an entire bank of other people to grow rich from trading these credits.
You thought Al Gore got rich on the climate change fraud? You wait until Tom Steyer gets a hold of Oregon carbon credit markets and various other situations. You're going to see just the beginning. The beginning of the fraud being perpetrated against you, and they're going to claim that it's all for your own good and that you're going to help save the planet. You must be, all I'm saying is that, be at the meeting Thursday night. This is our preparatory meeting.
That's right.
And Mr. X will be talking a lot. I'll be speaking, and we're also trying to get some other guests involved here to let you know the extent of this fraud, these hurts that they are intentionally in the state legislature bringing upon you.
Let's call it what it is. The harms they intend to inflict upon us. And this is the cause that you have to understand. Government does not exist to inflict harms upon its citizens. Our entire system was set up with laws controlling what these people are supposed to do. And we have to step up and voice what is reality. And we have to make a stand on this type of thing.
Now, it doesn't matter where you live in Southern Oregon. Thursday night, I'm hoping you can attend. This meeting starts at 6 o'clock at the Roxy Ann Grange. The Roxy Ann Grange is at 1850 Spring Street in Medford. The actual entrance is at Valley View and Spring Street is where that is. And you can turn off Springbrook off of East McAndrews. You turn on Spring Street, and the Grange entrance is on the corner of Spring and Valley View. We have the information up on the Bill Meyer Show page on KMED.com. All right? The doors open at 5:30. Our meeting starts at 6, and we'll dig through things, and hopefully I'll have my additional yellow vests that are coming from Pacific Survey in Medford. They're working us a screaming deal on it because we're hoping to show visually in that crowd Saturday when the Joint Committee on Carbon Reduction, when they have their public hearing, which, by the way, is going to be at Central Medford High School, 816 South Oakdale Street. I want them to see the yellow vest. I want them to see that we do not agree. You are harming us.
Right.
It's the message that we want to send.
And that is the message. It has to be sent. We have to do that. And that's the example of how our system should work and does work when we do it. If we sit back and we do nothing, your silence is your consent. If you choose not to do anything, your silence is your consent. And if you have to write a comment, write a comment. But do a factual, good comment that helps advance the idea to them that we do not want this. We do not accept it. And the whole reality is in those few words. That's our system. That's what we have to do. We have to be publicly involved. We have to have a generation of ideas amongst each other and a goal that we can bring to these people that says, no, we won't accept this. You start working against the harms coming against us. One of the other things that I saw this morning that I'd like to talk about, there's a comment in this whole carbon thing at the legislative level, and it's on that one email I sent you. From the Nature Conservancy.
Is that the Renew Oregon? The Renew Oregon group?
It was the other one.
Let's see if I can find it.
Okay. But the reality comes down to the Nature Conservancy's comment. They're in support of HB 2020. And the Nature Conservancy is making a large amount of money off of these forest fire issues that we have. And then they're claiming it's from climate change, but they're supporting all of these different things. And they're literally woven into the fabric as part of the agencies that control it. And when I look at it and I read their comments, and all with the same comments, that they acknowledge that this will do nothing to change the level of CO2. Everything is false on every level. And when you look at now, you bring in this group that's commenting, and they're commenting on your behalf, people. They're commenting on your behalf. They're saying, we believe this. This is what we want. But yet they're also involved in literally land management decisions that allow these fires to persist and allow them to be used for land management options. And this is the area that we have to attack it on.
House Bill 2020 is the fraud we are all supposed to, it's the big lie that we're all supposed to believe in. And unless you're there at that meeting, unless you submit comment, unless you stand up. And I'm not saying you have to stand up and speak publicly. I don't know how much time they're going to have. It's probably going to be limited. It's like a three-hour meeting. But unless you stand up, they assume that you're okay with what they want to do.
That's right. That's exactly right on, Bill, because we have to make a presence known. We have to sit there and go past these things. And, you know, like last Saturday in the Tribune, there was on the opinion page, there was an interesting letter, and I mean, this was an example of being spot on, okay, on a comment that somebody had made.
Okay.
And if you don't mind, if I got a moment, I'll try to read from this. And it's called More Government Control. Once again, the infatigable Alan Cardinal Journay, prelate of SOCAN, Southern Oregon Church of Climate Alarmism Now, and that's kind of a joke in that regard, but it's a great
here I'll read that for you, Ed.
Okay,
I know
go
you're really struggling.
I'm struggling
through the bifocals.
Yeah.
Once again, the indefatigable. There we go. Alan Cardinal Journay, prelate of SOCAN, Southern Oregon Church of Climate Alarmism Now, emerges from his science-free existence and encourages free citizens to turn total power and control over to the Holy Mother State to mitigate climate change in China and India, the world's largest polluters. I recognize, quote, consensus replacing science to advance climate change is a stratagem, alarmists use to smother opponents' ideas and stifle them from offering differing opinions and fact-based evidence. I also recognize the Cardinal's solution as a ploy for more government control over our lives. In Venezuela, starving citizens once dining on zoo animals are now rioting to overthrow their socialist totalitarian government, where coffins are rented by the hour and basic necessities, food, medicine, power, are lacking for most citizens. The Cardinal wants to transform Oregon into a dystopian Northwest Venezuela in pursuit of a climate fantasy. He wants us to surrender our liberties to the state without the slightest hint that any of this will work. The climate change goalposts keep advancing. They're always in sight, yet forever out of reach. Why have faith in the Cardinal's current predictions when all his prior prognostications failed? And that's from Dennis Sinclair. Good guy.
Yep.
I know Dennis.
It's
from the Mail Tribune.
It's an example that is the actual truth of it. But it's also an example of what we have to counter. These people have been, in this arena for a long time. This is their glory hole. This is the one they're going after. They're trying, we got to have this, we got to have it. And again, it's admitted on every level. It will do nothing except tap our pockets. That's it. We are going to have to pay more. There is nothing that will happen, and a small group of other people will get wealthy.
And if you don't comment against these legislative concepts that we're going to talk about Thursday night or House Bill 2020, your silence is your consent.
That's right.
Don't give it to them. So our meeting, by the way, it's Thursday night, 6 o'clock. This is a preparation meeting where we're going to talk about these sort of issues and give you ideas on how to comment. 6 o'clock, at the Roxy Ann Grange, 1850 Spring Street in Medford. The information is up on KMED.com on my show blog. I have it right there at the top, okay? Now, that Thursday meeting is to get set for Saturday's public hearing of the Carbon Reduction Committee in Medford. This is also in Medford, Saturday, 9 to noon, Central Medford High School Auditorium, 815 South Oakdale Avenue in Medford. Do not be silent. Do not let your silence be interpreted as consent. I hope to see you Thursday night, and if you can't go Thursday night, at the very least, be there Saturday morning.
There you
okay?
go.
Mr. X, we'll keep you in mind.
Thank you, Bill.
And we're looking forward to the Thursday night, and we're going to be going loaded for bear. This is KMED and KCMD.